In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Center for the Giants come Sunday, but we don't know what Giant fans really want to see happen. I think that there's a divide, really, maybe not just in each individual Giant fan, but even just thinking for myself, like, I love the energy and excitement that DeVito's going to bring. It's a home game. It's at MetLife. People are going to get excited to not only go to the game, but certainly to watch what Tommy DeVito could do. Same thing on Thanksgiving, short week, national TV. You're there with your family. You want to see your team, especially against the Cowboys, win. But what about the Giant fan who knows that winning these meaningless games is going to cause them a potentially better pick?
I still think it's flipped here. I think if Daniel Jones is playing here, Sal, I think every Giant fan's rooting for a loss. Well, I was going to say maybe not every, but 90-something percent.
Drew Lock, same thing, right?
Yeah, okay. I would imagine so. Yep, definitely. I would think that with DeVito, it's flipped, and it's flipped fairly radically here. I mean, listen, I thought it was fun a year ago, and we leaned into it. We had some fun the other day, too, the constant, you know, Italian innuendos and local kid. We had fun with it. It's good. I want to see if he could play. I want to see if he got better. And I think that he probably has gotten better. I think that he's intriguing enough where, you know, at his age, 26, you know, bridge, stopgap, whatever, maybe a little bit more than that. I want to see if Tommy could play. Like, really play.
Okay, and don't you think, though, that would want you to see him play well enough to win?
Yes, I do.
So I'm with you.
It's
like,
changed.
That's how I feel, but I'm not one who's ever believed in tanking. I also believe that, like, you know, winning these games are going to do no good for the Giants. And by the way, whether it's DeVito being a, you know, stopgap quarterback, a career backup, whatever, like, that's also not going to do much for the future of the organization. It's going to come down to who they draft and develop as their franchise quarterback. I don't believe DeVito can be that. I mean, he's going to get an opportunity, but I don't think he's going to project to be that. But I want to see some excitement. I want to see some fun. I want to see them win these games. And I'm not worried about the draft status. And when the draft happens, maybe they trade up, figure it out, whatever it may be. But I personally would let that be aside. I know you normally are a tanker, so I'm glad to hear you say
I'm normally
it.
Taste that
in this spot. You know
you are a tanker, sir. Tanker, man.
You know,
have another.
I mean, right?
No, I know what you mean. And it's funny because I was going to go there. Generally, I subscribe to that tank mindset when it's hopeless. Like, that's when I latch on. And when I latch on, I just jump in face first. Like, when it's time to tank, I don't know if there's more of an aggressive tanker than myself. To the point where I'll bet against the Jets. I've said a million times, like, when they get to tank mode. So
you're there with the Jets right now?
Yeah, of course.
Like,
oh, my God.
Apathy,
I didn't even want to watch the Jets play again this year.
Just
I don't even know if I can conjure up the energy to hope that they lose, which eventually I will when they get back on the field. But, no, the Giants feels a little bit different. Because there's still things that are unsettled that I haven't yet determined. I don't know. Now, this is independent of what I think the Giants will do. This is just my own mindset here. I don't know if Dable deserves to be back. I don't know if Shane deserves to be back. I don't know if there's a quarterback in the draft that even if they lost every game would automatically change the fortunes of the team. And there's, I think, a bigger part of me than not that wants to see Dable back, that wants to see Shane back, and wants to see Tommy DeVito play some good football. So there's more reasons for me at this point with the Giants to hope that they do well and win a couple of games than not.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I do think Shane and Dable are going to be back. I think deserve is a strong word.
That is that's an interesting choice there.
But I don't think the jury should be out on Shane in just three seasons, and I do believe Dable is a good head coach. So I personally will be patient with them, and I think that's what Mara is going to do. But to say they deserve to be back, I don't know if I could go
that far. That's strong.
Now, maybe if they win some games here the rest of the way, and again, it's just going to frustrate fans to a certain extent. It's like, yeah, that's great. Well, you waited this long to go to DeVito. Now you start winning some games. And again, like, how much are they really going to win? I still, as much as I want to root for DeVito and believe that the Giants will be better with DeVito, the Bucs are a dangerous team. I'm not sure they could beat them. The Cowboys, maybe. Like, if you could pick out games that I'd want to see the Giants win definitively, even more than a home game, they need a home game at some point. They need the Cowboy game on Thanksgiving. That's one where you got to beat the Cowboys to a pulp. They stink. They have a backup quarterback. They're in disarray. National TV.
Yeah.
Like that. If I'm a Giant fan and I'm like, hey, I don't want to win too many games because of a bad pick, that's the one I really want. But at home in front of your fans, like, it's going to be important to the owner. It's obviously going to be important to DeVito. And if you're rooting for Tommy DeVito, and I would assume Giant fans are, then yeah, you should be rooting for them to win. Enjoy. Hey, have fun with
it. Yeah, I love it. Have some fun.
It was sports fans.
Have fun.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm happy you're saying that. We have forgotten how to have fun. We've really forgotten how to fun. Have fun. These teams have stripped away our ability to even remember how to have fun.
Do you mean like we, you and I?
I mean everybody.
Yeah, I know.
I mean collectively as sports fans, we are so programmed now. The Knicks, and we'll get to them later, they look really good, four straight, love it.
Yeah,
offense is humming, offense is cooking. But like even the Yankees, when you look at, and I enjoyed it, but if you look at the Yankees' run to the World Series, it was peppered with, you know, constant, and I understand this on some level, but the analysis of, are they really good enough? Think about the things that we talked about.
Yeah.
We're not alone. American League is weak. I mean, do the Yankees really deserve it? I mean, can they really hang with the varsity, which they couldn't, Dodgers or NL rep? Even the Yankee World Series conversations were largely negative, even after a win. When is Aaron Judge going to wake up?
Right.
And I'm not talking about just the win against the Dodgers. I'm talking about the win and the wins plural against the Royals and the Guardians. Like, it was like the joy was stripped away because Judge or some of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Judge wasn't doing great. We know the Jets situation, which is a circus. The Giants maybe haven't morphed into quite circus mode, but it's loss after loss after loss.
Well, the Mets, by the way, the same thing. Like, there was a big part of me didn't enjoy the season to its fullest because of the way that it started. And you
That's
get aggravated
true.
With that. And also then, like, not fully believing, like, yeah, okay, good, they could do this and that, but they're not really,
You couldn't really believe the authenticity of what we were watching. Like, is this a one and done?
Mm.
Is this a 2022 story again? Or is this maybe the start of a bigger picture here for the Mets? So, I know that we're just kind of wired this way. This is how we are. We're aggressive. We're loud. When things are great, it's awesome. And when things go slightly awry, we go bonkers.
Right.
But the cards that we've been dealt from the teams that we root for and watch, it's been rough. So, you know, and I don't, let me just say one more thing about Tommy, full circle about DeVito. Like, I want Tommy DeVito to play really well. Now, if Tommy DeVito is, I'm just throwing out numbers, 11 for 17 or, I don't know, 11 for 19 with a fumble and, you know, nothing, and they win, that's not going to provide any joy. Like, for this to matter for the Giant fans, yeah, you want to win, but you need to see the quarterback get you in the end zone and show that he could play. Like, that's got to happen. Because if he doesn't play well and they win, now it's a waste of time to me.
I think you and I need to make sports fun again,
Let's
DK.
Go.
And I think Tommy DeVito. I think Tommy DeVito can make football fun again for Giant fans. And that's why, for me, I try to get rid of that tank thought and worrying about the draft. Like, as sports fans, you just nailed it. There's so much misery. Even with success, we find the miserable part of it. Let's not do that with Tommy Cutlidge. Let's enjoy the
go.
Fun
yeah, Tommy.
With Tommy DeVito. Hey, if they lose, so be it. Like,
that's okay.
It can't get any worse. But I want to enjoy this ride and hope that he's going to bring an energy and an element of fun that maybe the Giants can compete and actually score some touchdowns over the course of the next couple of weeks.
I'll give you another example. We'll get to the calls here. Hopefully, Giant fans are with us. If you're not, that's okay. We'll obviously give you a chance to let us know why. Think about the Knicks. And I mentioned the Knicks before. We'll get to them later. They look really good, four straight. But think about the first real, because we were still up to our necks with football. The Jets still had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks were understandably to start the season on the back burner. And the first couple of games, I was very critical. Now, big picture, I'm still slightly concerned about some size and some whatever, basketball, rebounding, whatever. But even the Knicks, who gave us so much joy last spring, and with everybody hurt, and there was they were really good, but they also overachieved. You know, because you didn't agree with me, so I want to make sure I give you separation. But a lot of the analysis with the Knicks early this season was largely negative.
Right.
And that's for a team that had built up some equity. So we're not sitting here telling you guys to just walk around blindly happy. No. I mean, these teams have to provide you with joy. But pertaining to the Giants, it's coming from somebody who thinks tanking is okay in the right spot. Go out, light up Tampa, smack Dallas, let the kid throw some touchdowns, and enjoy football for the first time in, or maybe the second time after 2022, in a decade.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jay is on Staten Island. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. Love you guys. Listen,
Thank you guys,
this is something that I've been waiting to hear for a while now as a New York fan. I'm a Yankees, Jets, Knicks guy, like the Rangers. And I think about hockey, what we had going on with hockey earlier this year. We had the Knicks. We had the expectation of the Jets. We had the Giants and the Mets, of course. And I'm just thinking, man, like, when are we going to start to enjoy what was going on here? Sports talk radio has been phenomenal. We got a lot to cheer for. I mean, look, as a Yankee fan, I was disappointed, of course. Knicks fan, disappointed. But we had a lot to cheer for. And I think I'm glad you guys are bringing up Tommy DeVito and what he's doing in New York. I mean, this is what I want. I was hoping that you guys would get to this. Let's enjoy some of the stuff here
in
New York.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you, Jay. That's the point. It's
the
supposed
tide's turning, Sal.
Make sports fun again, BT. I'm here for it.
We're going to make some hats. I'm dead serious. We're going to make some hats. Make
now,
sports fun again.
Well, you know what, though? It's not like we're creating it out of nowhere. DeVito makes the Giants fun, and there's an injury. We wouldn't be talking about this if it were Drew Lock or Daniel Jones again. We'd be aggravated with it.
Yep.
And you're right. Like, it's a good thing to bring up. There's a lot of negativity in being a sports fan. Obviously, we've done it our whole lives. You know what we're talking about. It's even with the teams that have some success, but we do have a knack for always accentuating the negative.
Yep.
The Yankees made the World Series, and all year long I'm sitting here saying, well, I don't think they're good enough. I don't think they're good enough. Which I really, like, I didn't
you
make
believed
that
it,
up.
And you were right. They weren't good enough to win, but I know what you're saying, to win.
Like, and I'm not saying that just because I'm not a Yankee fan. Like, the same thing with the Mets. It says, I don't believe in them. I don't believe. Which, yeah, there's some truth to that, but there is an element where that takes away from the joy. I told you a week ago with the Knicks, I'm going to enjoy this.
You did say that.
Because it's the most talented team. Like, I'm not blindly enjoying it. And who knows if it's going to work out. But it's the most talented team I've ever seen, so I want to enjoy it. We need to enjoy Tommy DeVito instead of worrying about where the Giants are going to be come draft.
And listen, Tommy very well might be a footnote in Giants history, like where, all right, had a couple of wins last year, 8 touchdowns, 3 picks, interesting. The emojis, the cannolis, the agent who looks like looks nuts.
Yeah.
Maris guy,
what
by the
that
way.
What was that movie? Dick Tracy. He's right. He seems
Dick
like
Tracy with Madonna and what was that actor's name?
I forget
long
who.
Time, but, you know what I'm talking about.
What the heck is his name?
The guy he's been around. Is he still alive?
Who is
Dick Tracy? Legend. He's a legendary actor.
Yeah, I know. We should know his name. But yes, that movie, that his agent looks like a character.
A little
like
bit.
One of the
a
bad
little
guys.
Bit. A little
That's
bit.
How he dresses. He's missing the Tommy gun.
Yeah,
who played Dick Tracy in the movie off? Warren Beatty?
Yes.
There you go. Bingo.
Come on. Is he still alive, Warren? No.
Is he? Is.
Nice. Good for him.
What, Warren Beatty? Yes, well, you say it was like a question.
Well, I didn't hear what was going on. I was talking to Cole.
Well, he's doing
my job.
Whoa.
Why don't you do that?
Hey, we're trying to make sports fun again. Like, pipe down over there, buddy.
He was like Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun. Strike.
Yeah.
See? And then he starts like, right? Warren Beatty. It was Warren Beatty.
But real quick, just to finish that thought, like, it very well might be just a little teeny tiny snapshot, a little blur in Giants history that fades away. You know, if Tommy doesn't play well, and then maybe Tommy goes to a different team, or Tommy's out of the NFL, and Tommy's coaching, or Tommy's on Wall Street. I don't know what Tommy's fate is, but you know what I do know as a Jets fan? I wish that we'd have a bye this week. I wish that there was a guy, a young man in his 20s, you could be from Flatbush, or Bay Ridge, or Cedar Grove, or Rockaway, or Belleville, or any other place in the area. I wish that kid was quarterback. If we're going to be bad, give me a local kid in his mid-20s quarterback in my team.
Yeah, you love
Let
that.
Let me just come. I do.
Yeah, you get Jeremy Rucker on your team. You're good to go.
I didn't do much.
Yeah, all right.
Don't throw him the ball.
Jimmy's in Sag Harbor. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What up, Jim?
I'm a little perplexed by something, and I want your guys' opinion on this. Players in the locker room know, even more than we do probably, if somebody's good or not, right? They have to be aware, that Daniel Jones was not a good quarterback. He was 3-13. He had only 8 touchdown passes. I mean, we could go on and on about his failings. They had to see that. Usually when they know the quarterback isn't good, I mean, in Chicago, they went to management and said, hey, get rid of Caleb Williams, you know, bench him.
Yeah.
But yet the reaction from the Giant locker room to this switch seems to be, how could you dare do this? Daniel Jones is a great quarterback. How can that happen? You know, this sucks. I don't understand their loyalty because I assume they want to win. So explain to me this, I don't know, loyalty, devotion to Daniel Jones.
Jimmy, I think it's really, really simple. I think it's really straightforward. I guess I can understand why you might be a little confused by that. I don't think that Dexter and some of the off-the-record comments about Daniel Jones supporting him, it's about him being this great, great quarterback. I think it's about respect. I think it really, you boil it down to, they've been in the trenches. And by the way, they do see things on film that we might not know, or maybe guys running the wrong routes, and maybe there's more reason to have his back. Daniel Jones is emotionally reliable. You know, outside of one or two big injuries, physically reliable in terms of playing in an aggressive way.
Tough kid.
Yeah, I mean, you're not 6'5", 235, 240 if you're not banging weights and really and really throwing him around in the weight room. So you know that he's earning stripes in the weight room. He never points the finger. Aaron Rodgers played 10 or 11 games here. I could count at least 15 times where he's flailing his arms. What are you doing? Where are you going? Why did you miss that? How come you didn't do this? I've watched Daniel Jones for 6 years. I've never seen him do it once. So you look at just the bare barometer of being a pro, I just think that they respect the way he comports himself, and I respect that they respect that.
Which is fair. I mean, Dexter Lawrence, by the way, he was supporting DeVito as well, saying, like, I love Tommy, he works hard and all this stuff. So I think some of those quotes were taken maybe out of context. He's supporting his best friend on the team, feeling bad for him. But remember, they had more of an issue with benching Daniel Jones. And it's not everybody, but it seems there's more of a stink with benching Daniel Jones than there was with Deontay Banks' lack of effort trying to tackle somebody. So take it with a grain of salt what they say inside that locker room as far as evaluating players. Giants were 2-8. Jones wasn't getting the job done. They had to make a switch. BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019 on the Fan.
What the hell was that, dude?
It was a message to Hoppy.
I know you just did. Did you guys see that?
No. You can't. Well, I guess people watch it on Twitch. Maybe you saw that.
Please, yeah. I hope that. Please, somebody just create a little gif with that little gyration that Sal just did. What the hell was that?
We were breaking on time, so it's basically telling God.
It's like the horny teenager over here. I don't know what the heck that was. All right.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Talking sports, trying to make sports fun again, BT. Hey, enjoy Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets. You're going to get to see him Sunday out of MetLife. Finally, something worth watching. I mean, man, between the disaster with the Jets every Sunday and the disappointment that they've been, obviously the Giants, it's the struggle to score points with them. They've been infuriating to watch. At least Tommy DeVito.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Brings a positive energy, and for me, I'm not worried about the draft pick. Not now. Not in November before Thanksgiving. I'm worried about seeing Tommy Cutlets go out there and hopefully have some fun and maybe the Giants winning a few games here over the course of the next couple weeks.
I can't wait to watch him play. I'm really, from a football perspective, you strip away all the other stuff that we all know about because he's from here, right? But I just want to see where he is as a football player. You know, he's not a kid. He's not 22, 23, 24. 26 years old. So there's a maturity. There's a confidence that he didn't have a year ago. I mean, listen, he played fairly well the year ago, but what's interesting to me is that he did it without really knowing that he could do it. And that is so important now, and I think I said this to you the other day, not that he was amazing, but he was certainly competent, and he showed that he belonged a year ago. So now, what happens to Tommy DeVito this past offseason? A little more bounce in the weight room, a little more energy, kind of when he shows up to OTAs and when he starts to, you know, let it rip in practice. He knows that he's not on the outside looking in. He's one of the guys.
Not thrown to the wolves either out of nowhere. Like, last year it was out of necessity. Now it's out of, hey, you know what? Let's see what he could do. That experience that he had is invaluable coming into this year now.
Yeah, and listen, the worst thing, and this is where we're saying, you know, let's make sports fun again here in New York. It's one thing when you're bad, and we all know what it's like when we're bad, but it's another thing to be bad and have no emotional connection. At the very least, you have an emotional connection here with Tommy DeVito. Let's go.
Well, that's why fans, I know it's a tough thing because you're like, what are they going to do? Win meaningless games here the rest of the way? Yeah, but now you're taking away from what your core is as a sports fan. Have fun. Tommy DeVito is going to bring some fun here. Root for your team to win for a change. Connor is calling from Rutherford. What's up, Connor?
How we doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Connor.
So, listen, I'm all about making sports fun again, but some people laugh at circuses. I don't. And I'm a Giants fan. I have a lot of Giants fan friends. The season's over. No, you could put anybody behind center. We don't care anymore.
You don't care, which is fine, but I think a lot of Giant fans care.
Why don't you care, Connor? You're not going to watch the game? What do you mean you don't care?
I watch it in the background almost, but because management has failed us. Yes, Daniel Jones has not played well at all, and I liked him in the beginning. But we are run right now almost like the Jets are being run. And it's disheartening to watch it for the last 10 years just take this slide downhill, and we're bad in every facet of the game, in every different game. Special teams 1 week, defense 1 week, offense most of the time. It's killing us enjoyment of just trying to watch a game now. It's bad.
Well, Connor, we know that, and I don't think that's necessarily the conversation to me. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Like, I'm watching the game from a Giants perspective. Let me have a little fun. That's obviously been established here, but I'm also trying to determine if Tommy could be a number two. Like, I mean, there's an outside. I don't want to completely sell the young man short. There's always an outside chance he could be number one.
Right.
Like, the most unlikely, improbable number one moving forward. But I think, realistically speaking, you know, because there are some, I don't want to overstate it, but some physical limitations with Tommy. I don't think he's an amazing athlete. I think he's competent. I think he's a good athlete. Good arm, not great. So I think there's some things that you sit there and you say, okay, you know, maybe in the right system, he can certainly be a starter and win some games. But I think the takeaway now for Tommy is, can he be our number two for the next 5 years?
Or maybe starting next year. Like, how about this scenario? Tommy DeVito comes in, has some fun. Giant fans enjoy at least a couple of wins. You go into the games. You bought the season tickets anyway. You're going to watch the game on Thanksgiving anyway. Like, enjoy some of these wins. Beat the snot out of the Cowboys. That would be fun. DeVito shows himself to be a capable starting quarterback for now, and then next year, you start the year, instead of year six of Daniel Jones and like, oh my God, we've had enough, you start the year with DeVito, energy, fun, Tommy Cutlets, all that stuff, maybe win some games while drafting and developing the quarterback under him.
That would be ideal.
Okay,
well. That would be, and by the way, if Tommy, under that situation, say they draft the kid, and either the kid's not ready or Tommy's straight up balling to start the season, that's a good problem.
You're good to go.
Cross there. When we get there, we'll find a way to deal with that.
This could be the beginning of the way out of the rut or the lack of sustained success. We're not getting carried away saying he's going to be the guy the next, you know, whatever, the franchise quarterback. But, hey, I mean, right now they need a quarterback. They don't have one. And he's got good energy. He's got confidence. Let's see what he can do. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for making it. What's up,
bud?
First of all, you guys are probably my favorite show on The Fan. You guys are awesome.
We really appreciate that. Thank you. Now, if you could take to social media to let us know how much you like it, that would be fun.
I don't do any of that crap.
There you go.
Right? You're a mature adult. That's why.
I'm all about the Tommy DeVito move. I feel bad for Daniel Jones. It's not about his wallet, but just the fact as a competitor. But what I don't want to see with Tommy DeVito coming out is this ass clown of an agent being the forefront. I don't want to see. He's a Bronx Tale wannabe. Just go away into the background. We don't see Scott Boras anywhere. Why is this guy on it? I don't want to see the hand gestures, any of it. Go out and play and let's see what you have.
You want the honest answer there, Brian? Thanks for the call there, buddy. Great call. And I don't want to see, nothing against his agent. I just want to see Tommy. Like, last year, I got it. Let's see mom and dad in the stands. Local kid does good. You know, grew up 7-8 miles from MetLife. That's an amazing story that everybody could appreciate. Now, let's see if he can play football. I'm going to give you the most honest answer. And I'm forgetting his agent's name right now. But the why he found the cameras or...
Anthony?
Is that it?
Salvatore?
No.
What is it?
Luigi? Where are we going with this?
Mario? Something like that, no?
Yeah, as we try to end the stereotypes, we make them worse. I think that because he has such, how do I say this? He has such a unique look.
That's
that the
why.
Cameras found him.
Sean, actually.
It is Sean. That's
Sean
right.
Stilato, yeah.
He played football at Marist. The guy, he played football.
He was a football
player? Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Was he kicker?
He'll put you through a wall. Watch
Get
it, buddy. He will
here.
Put you
was
on your
kicker?
Ass.
Come on.
In a heartbeat.
Was he there when you were there?
I think he was a year or two after me.
Okay. So
I've seen some pictures. I think he played safety. Dude, he can hit a little bit. Boy, watch what you say here, Sal.
All kidding aside, he gets shown, because you're right, because of the way he dresses.
Yes.
With all that stuff, plus Tommy DeVito coming out of nowhere and the Italian thing. But I do think, I'm with the caller, that's a negative. I said this last year, and it's not a negative in fun. I'm not trying to be the fun police, because it is fun, I get it. But what it does is take away from what Tommy DeVito is actually doing on the field. It shouldn't be about his parents, his agent, the gestures, his ethnicity, his background. Mm-hmm. It should be about his play on the field. That's what we as sports fans care about.
I agree. That's expired. And I'm with you on that. I think that, let's face it, if he looked like David Stearns, are they going to pan to him in the crowd? No. But the way he presents himself, again, the camera's going to find them. But
right, he dresses like somebody.
That was a year ago.
Exactly.
I don't need that anymore.
If I'm Tommy.
And I don't think Tommy wants that anymore, quite frankly.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If I'm Tommy, I'm like, look,
yep.
You could be out there and go to the game, whatever you want, but I want this to be about how I play.
Mm-hmm.
The hand gestures are fun. Maybe I'll come up with something else, whatever. But, I want to go out there and play winning football. Hey, this may be the last and most serious opportunity he's ever getting. And think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this
certainly
is it.
With the Giants.
He's getting a chance to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I wouldn't want it to be about gimmicks. I'd want it to be about my play on the field. Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We're lucky to have the guys from Chubb's Meats in the house. BT, a local shop by me when I was in Long Island on Long Island in Ronkonkoma. And they catered for Boomer and Geo today. Of course, the traffic took them 3 hours. So now they're here to hang out and watch our show a little bit. But, filling us up here with delicious food.
Yeah.
And now really tipping the scales. Because, Hoff, you were weighing in yesterday at, what, over 300 pounds?
Yes.
And now,
probably closer to 4.
Plus, Hoff, you know what he did yesterday, BT?
Nah.
Tiki, I guess.
I know it wasn't the treadmill.
Tiki, I guess, gets Wendy's on Wednesdays.
Tiki does?
I don't know. So we were hanging out in the office, whatever. Tiki walked by and he's like, hey, do you guys want something? I'm like, nah. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And he had chicken sandwiches and french fries. But at that point, the fries, they're soggy. I love Wendy's fries.
Soggy or cold?
Both. Soggy and cold.
Nah, it's not a good combo.
Fries don't travel well. That's one of the foods that probably, if you're ordering in, the fries, you got to get them fresh at the restaurant.
Yep.
Me personally, I like them
but
crispy.
You can't, when you first get them in the car and you want to have a couple, they're piping hot.
Yeah,
so it's a fine line. You can't have them piping hot and you can't have them cold and soggy.
Exactly right. But what is hot? So Tiki brings in the stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, we'll have it. I'm like, nah, I can do it out the front. Hoff? He's devouring the cold, soggy fries.
Yeah, but I had a strategy because I knew I was going out later on and I was going to have some drinks. So I wanted to make sure I had enough in my system.
Build the base. Okay, now that makes sense.
How many drinks did you have last night, by the way?
I don't know.
You were where last night?
I was at the Gotham Comedy Club for Carton's event.
Which
was
okay.
Awesome.
That's nice. Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard them talking about that on the morning show. You said hello to Boomer and all that stuff when you were there.
Introduce your boy.
My boy.
Yeah. Boy.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong. Exactly.
You say his name. Why? What do you mean? If you and I went somewhere, you would be like, oh, yeah, this is my boy, Sal?
No. I would say, first of all, they'd probably know you. If they didn't, I'd say it's my partner, Sal.
Different for us.
Now, honestly, let me think about it. I've said a few times, hey, this is my boy. Yeah, I have, actually.
All right. Interesting. I don't think I've ever gone somewhere and introduced somebody as my boy.
Yeah, maybe, you know what? It seems weird, but I have.
No, maybe that I have now. Like, if my buddy Wink came in here, I don't know if I was like, oh, this is my boy Wink. Or
from Wisconsin?
My, yeah,
Milwaukee guy? Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, maybe. So maybe I do. Or Buddy.
Well, Buddy's my boy.
I think
yeah.
Buddy is more.
But boy is, feels like he's more endearing. It's yes. Like, yo, we're real tight.
We're tight.
We're real tight.
Buddy to me is more like, yeah, it's my buddy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's my
like,
pal.
You know, yeah. Like you have to say it. Like, yeah, howdy yeah. doody, 1950.
Yeah, I don't want
to
do
my buddy.
That.
You're my boy, Blue.
Well, I look at it this way. Like, when you say the word boy, that's a way of letting the people you're introducing them to, like, roll out the red carpet.
Right.
Like, this isn't just my friend.
Yeah.
This is my boy.
Yeah, show some respect.
Make sure we take care of him. Whatever you're going to do for me, do for him.
Well, no, I really, if that was the case, then I should have put, this is our boy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
No.
Not
no,
my boy, it's our boy. Yes.
No.
That's another Italian thing.
No. This is our boy. Now you really lost me.
Region.
BT and Sal
not
on
a
the
friend
fan.
Of mine, a friend of ours.
I mean, if you're a maid, God, sure. But is your buddy maid? I mean,
what are you,
know.
Christopher Moltisanti? I mean, come on. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Omar is in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar? The pillar of happiness.
Hello. You want some energy? Hi. How about that run, baby? 3 days. I have seen it 50 times. Josh Allen run, boy of the year. That's some energy. And that energy, Josh Allen put in the mix too. Brunson is shooting threes. All that energy. 6 in a row for Buffalo Bills. 4 in a row for New York Knicks. Good time, baby. Relaxing. That's enjoying the sport the way it is. That's how you enjoy it.
Omar, you're right. 4 in a row. You should enjoy it now because, you know, come January.
Yeah. You talk about the New York Jets are going to win the division before the season. Aaron Rodgers is coming in. Where are the Jets? Sorry.
Hey,
I don't want to hear it.
I'm in a good mood, buddy.
Bye, Omar. Thank you for the call.
Why am I getting pulled into this?
Yeah, Omar's the best. No, he loves his Knicks. We'll get to the Knicks coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But he's happy about his Bills. Hey, look, you want to make sports fun again? Being a Buffalo Bills fan right now is fun.
He's the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, Allen has been great. That's a great win in the regular season. we could make sports.
This might be different.
Yeah.
It's different because, number one, I think they're different, and I think the conference is different.
Yeah.
Like, Lamar's going to deliver on that last big win? I don't know. Until he does, he hasn't. Same with Josh Allen, by the way. They just beat the Chiefs, and we've even thought when they were 9-0 that they were a little bit, you know, I don't want to say paper
vulnerable.
Champions.
No,
but,
vulnerable. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Steelers are good. You got to give them respect. I would pick the Bills. I mean, the Chargers are buttoned up with Harbaugh.
I get it.
Who can't the Bills beat?
Look, we can make sports fun again, but you also have to be realistic. And until I agree with you, like, they can beat anybody in the league, not just the AFC. And I know the Lions look unbeatable, but look, things happen. But until they do it in the postseason, there's going to be that, yeah, but. How could you trust them in a big spot when they haven't gotten it done? We'll have our power rankings coming up. I'm looking forward to doing that this week, you know, with the results of a week ago coming up at 120 or so. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm a Bills fan, I'm happy about it. And, look, hey, maybe Tommy DeVito could become the next Josh Allen. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you compare DeVito's numbers to any of the rookie quarterbacks this year, even the guys who played like 12 games like Daniels, and you throw up Tommy's with his 6 games, just put them up next to each other. These teams are making commitments to players for a long amount of time. We don't need to know that because the Giants did it to Jones. To DeVito's on par with any of these guys who are starting this year for teams like Daniels and Knicks and May. And I hope DeVito runs it up, man. I hope he wins 4 games and puts us in a tough position where we may not be able to draft a good quarter, a top quarterback. And we can add to other pieces of this team. Like, let's go DeVito, man. Win a whole bunch of games. Let's go smoke the Cowboys.
Yeah. I love it.
Smoke Tampa. And run it up.
Yes, there you go, Lawrence.
See, this is that's good, Lawrence. Good for you. Like, to me, if DeVito plays well and they win, I mean, that is that's optimal because the quarterback market's so unpredictable and they do have other holes. And I'm not saying I expect Tommy DeVito to play so well where the Giants bypass taking a quarterback in round 1. I'm not saying that at all. I'll leave every option open. Well, he could bomb. He could be a star. He could be somewhere in between, whatever.
Either way, they would still need to take a quarterback. Like, even if DeVito plays well, let's just say the unthinkable happens and DeVito runs the table, right? We're obviously being hyperbolic here.
Sure.
Let's say he runs the table.
Yep.
I still don't trust that you could be sold on him being the guy. Like, man, nobody's going to be saying, oh, DeVito's going to be. Now, maybe there'd be more speculation about, okay, can he be the starter? But his goal right now, DeVito's goal should be, I need to prove I can win games with this team to give me an opportunity to potentially go into next season as a starter. Because right now, the Giants do not have a starting quarterback for next season. And the rookie that they're going to draft, whoever it may be, whenever it may be, they're going to need one. He's not going to be the starter either. So the Giants need, they're in the market for a starting quarterback. This is DeVito's opportunity to show if he could get his name in the mix legitimately to be the starter next year while they still look to the future of who could be the franchise.
Okay, but I think there's another possibility as well. And again, we're talking leaps of faith because that's what we're doing right now. The Jets, we'll see him play.
That's all we have.
That's true. That's literally all we have at this point with the Giants and the Jets. But let's say the Giants win. Let's say they finish with 5 wins. They squeeze out 3 more the rest of the way. Right. I mean, just, you know, I mean, it's not nuts. It's not low. It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, I would probably expect that.
I mean, I don't know if I'd use the word expect, but it's a possibility, right? So they say they finish with 5 and they're out of the running. Most people think, doesn't mean that they're going to be right because more times they're wrong than right. Yes. But the quarterback analysis, I get it. But if they win 5 times, they're not going to have access to the two top quarterbacks. They're not.
Right.
So
It's
a weak draft, at least perceptually pertaining to the quarterbacks.
Still don't know, though.
Like, no, I understand that. I got you. Really don't know. It's a very inexact science. Understood. But if the Giants finish, say, in a slot, let me just say 7th overall, and the quarterbacks are gone, because they've got, and DeVito plays well, this all under the premise DeVito plays, they just win a couple games, but they win because of him. He looks the part. You're going to tell me that there's not a situation where the Giants could have very deep conversations. All right, we can't get the top two quarterbacks. We don't love the other guys. DeVito was really good for us. Maybe we trade back and get some extra assets and build out the rest of the roster.
Yeah.
Like, there's other ways to attack this than just saying we absolutely have to take a quarterback in the top 5.
I don't know. Well, yeah, top 5, sure, but they need to take a quarterback to me, period.
Like, but not if they don't like one. There's no way. You don't just take a quarterback to take a quarterback. You got to love them.
Understood, but they should have taken one last year. Like, hey, you may not have the perfect opportunity to draft the perfect quarterback that you think is going to be the guy.
I agree, but that doesn't mean you take the imperfect one just because it fits what you think. Well, not what you think you need. What they do need. But you don't reach. Reaching gets you in trouble. And keep in mind what I'm saying here. That, let's say, I'm just going to use the 7th slot. Giants are sitting at 7. Sanders and Ward from Miami, off the board, even though somebody else will enter the conversation, get overdrafted. But I'll focus on those two guys right now. And they're at 7. They don't like the other quarterbacks available. Certainly not at 7. Whomever, the Raiders.
You're not forcing the issue there. Yeah.
No, you're not going to force it at 7. Not only will you not force it, the Raiders come knocking, or another team that needs a quarterback. Hey, you want to make a trade? Sure, I'll make a trade. And the Giants go from 7 to, I'm just throwing this out, 9 or 10 or 12 or even lower, get more assets, build out the rest of the team. Let's not lose sight of the fact that the Giants need a lot.
But then why, when I said that last year, did we have a disagreement about it?
Well, because I love Malik Nabers that much.
I know, but
that's why.
Understood, but also that's a mistake. Like, not Nabers himself, but taking a wide receiver in a draft with a lot of quarterbacks. And I'm not even going to get on them. Like, if they didn't love Penix or Bo Nix or McCarthy, so be it. They didn't love it. Now, ultimately, they're going to be judged by those decisions. But if they didn't love those guys, fine. My theory then was, okay, don't then take a quarterback. Trade down. Don't take a wide receiver. With all the needs that you had, you're going to take a wide receiver?
It was an interesting presentation last year by you. I just disagreed because I love Nabers that much. I understood the concept. Right. I was just focused more on the player. I didn't think you were wrong then.
And so I would apply that same thing, I'm with you, to this year's draft. Now, they need a quarterback even more so now than they did a year ago, because now everybody definitively knows it's not Daniel Jones. Joe is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call. I think it's also a good idea to use this opportunity to evaluate Dable. Because if they can win with DeVito as a quarterback, I think that says a lot for Dable and his coaching staff.
Well, that's part of what we latched onto a year ago, Joe. I think that that's a very astute point, and thanks for the call. Like, not that DeVito looked like Dan Marino, but he looked fairly competent, and we both said numerous times that DeVito and Tyrod Taylor in limited reps, they both looked better than Daniel Jones before Jones went down.
Right.
So to me, the whole attraction and appeal with Dable was the Allen relationship. Now, Allen has these prodigious gifts that nobody on the Giants roster has. We understand that. Allen's a freak. He's from the freak factory. But that was what was attractive to the Giants. And if DeVito goes out there like he flashed a year ago, now you could sit there and say, what would somebody what could Dable do with somebody who is more physically skilled than Dable? I think that would, than DeVito. That would definitely make him look better.
If he can win games with Tommy DeVito, it is going to enhance Dable's status as a quarterback developer or whatever you want to call him. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, we'll come back. Continue with your calls on the Giants. Work in the Knicks as well, 888-808-1019.